providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in here to wrap up the last two segments of KER Politics. I have both Jim McKinney and Chris Temple on the line with me right now. We're going to discuss in, I think, pretty specific terms, a very broad subject, and that is, where are the Democrats going? Where exactly is the Democrats' philosophy today? There seems to be some real confusion about that. Jimmy, you want to start?
Sure. I think it's good to have Chris on the line here, and Al, appreciate the opportunity to go on this. I think there's an interesting dynamic that's happening right now with the left, with the Democrats, in this push to the left in order to mobilize voters in the primary that are probably very much to one very particular side, and everyone's reaching and grabbing the very progressive policies, open borders, environmental policy, free college tuition, very large government. I think it's very interesting where there's very little position in the middle for anybody, as we see even the front runner Joe Biden moving even more towards the progressive side. What do you think about that, Chris?
Well, I'll tell you, I was looking this afternoon at some articles, and one of the things that struck me about a interview I saw with John Hickenlooper from Colorado, who of course is one of the 9,413 declared Democrat candidates for president, is that there's rumors he's going to drop out of the race and run for the Senate. But one of the things that led to that was an interesting piece in the New York Times. And the title of this article, guys, was "The Extraordinary Humbling of John Hickenlooper." And here is a guy who probably is one of the best reasoned and most responsible and most centrist of the candidates for the Democrat Party. And they're making mincemeat out of this guy. You know, he's not wacko enough. And you know, the Democrats run the risk, and he said this when he was interviewed by Herbert Hoover's great granddaughter on the modern day manifestation of Firing Line on PBS. He used the analogy I did with you guys when we were talking earlier, that the Democrat Party is going to do now what it did in 1972 and figure out that a way that they can run against and defeat a Republican candidate who they hate is to find somebody as far away from him as humanly possible. And at least in the context of those days, George McGovern was about the most liberal candidate they could find, and he won one state. So we'll see if the same thing happens this time. But it's sad that in order to appease the establishment and the news media in Hollywood, that the Democrat Party has turned into more of a freak show. And it's not even, in my opinion, any longer a viable opposition party.
No, I agree. I don't think that's very positive for the nation myself. I think that it's very much, much more valuable to have an opposition that is actually relevant and that talks to the people in the middle, at least to ensure that we have some sort of a balance. But right now, it's crazy, the far extremes that some of these people are talking about without, you know, open borders, the New Green Deal, which is basically retaking, according to Saikat Chakrabarty, the Justice Democrats leader and AOC's chief of staff, who just left, said that, hey, the New Green Deal is really not about the environment. It's about controlling the economy and turning the economy into something different. His view is a better way, but the reality is there's a big effort and a strong move to the left to appease a very small group of people, I think, that live in a Twitter world that are really not that very educated on what the issues are out there. I think it's unfortunate. People don't pay much attention to the real impact on their lives with some of these policies.
Well, let me throw this out at you, because I think the Democrats are totally going in the wrong direction right now. And I say this because of two very, very interesting things that are going on that are totally supported by the numbers. Number one, the median wage in the United States right now, median salary, is about $60,000 a year. Specifically, it's about $59,900. Okay, the other thing that I think is very interesting is that the Democrats are going after folks who are on welfare, for lack of better terms, and the African American community. Well, What's going against them in both of those areas is that the number of people who are considered to be at the poverty level, that percentage of the population has gone way, way down compared to where it was prior to Trump. It's about 13% today. And we all know that in terms of African-American unemployment, that number has shrunk dramatically since Trump took office in January of 2017. I think they really have their wires crossed, guys, and by they, I mean the Democrats. Any comments on that? Chris, how about you?
Well, look, the Democrats are running against Donald Trump because they hate him with a passion. They still have not gotten over the fact that he's president in the first place. The Hilda Beast hates him. Everybody else does. And this is personal. And it's so personal and so based on just a visceral hatred they have for this guy that's one of the several reasons, frankly, in my opinion, guys, why they're really not a legitimate opposition party right now. It's all noise and hatred and spit and venom. Problem number one for the Democrat Party is that they are themselves compromised. Don't ever forget that the two of them, like George Wallace said, in the end, when you look at the quarters of power, there's not a dime's worth of difference between the establishments of the both parties. The Democrat Party has, by and large, with some exceptions individually, of course, like with the Republicans, they've supported the U.S. trying to be the world empire and world conqueror and having a bloated defense budget. And one of the things that Donald Trump, in my opinion, would be extraordinarily vulnerable on is his 180-degree flip from what candidate Trump said about foreign policy. Now you got a guy that brags about record defense budgets and all the rest of this stuff. But who can run against that? I mean, Bernie Sanders, maybe, Elizabeth Warren, sort of. Almost everybody else, and certainly the hierarchy of the Democrat Party on Capitol Hill, they all endorse this stuff. Same thing with Wall Street. Same thing with the Federal Reserve. I'll tell you, when it comes to the AOCs, and she's just an idiot. She's not cunningly deceptive like a Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi or someone like that. She and Bernie Sanders and some of the rest of these people, they're starry-eyed idealists who again, if they are not going to go after the Federal Reserve as an institution and properly understand and properly explain social credit and modern monetary theory the way I at least understand it, they'll never get anywhere. Because that's another area where they could trump.
Comment, Jimmy, and keep
knew what they were talking about and weren't part of the problem themselves.
Gotcha. Okay.
Got James, about a minute left. Yeah.
Got a minute and a half to wrap this up.
Well, I agree. They are uneducated and incapable of actually running against him in those areas. What I think is more interesting is the fact that they created an evil myth through tremendous support from the media and the tech world that have basically painted Trump as some sort of lunatic, rightist, fascist, racist. And now they've doubled down on it so much that they can't back off of it, because if they back off of it, they're going to lose complete credibility, which they've pretty much done for the mainstream America. And I think it's putting them in a very, very difficult situation. If they did have any educated ideas, if they did have any policies, without the fallacies and the actual falsehoods that they are basing them on, yeah, there would be possibility. But that's actually, at this point, it's impossible, because they've created these myths and they've created and it just goes on and on.
It does go on and on, Jimmy. We're going to talk about this in the next segment. We're going to talk about the conception, true or not true, of is the Democratic Party socialistic? Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Right back.